Test, test.
Jeez, <whoa. laughs> What are you doing?
I have no idea.
Put the mic to your mouth.
Okay.
Is that better? Here. Is that better?
I think so. Oh my gosh.
All right, let's try something here. Let me fix it. Bunch of idiots. Here you go. This will go. All right, enough playing.
All right, guys, welcome to the podcast, Life, It's Better with a Bow, powered by Protect. And we're in South Dakota, going to talk South Dakota, Terry Peak. We got a pretty special guest today. In fact, so special, if you're participating in Terry Peak, he's the kind of guy you want to go shake his hand and say thank you. Because in the end, he's the only reason we even started here, don't you think?
Well, I would say so.
Yeah. Now, I'll give a little background to this story. Rick has been doing Total Archery Challenge. It's Rick Hansen, by the way, because I didn't introduce you. I just said the guy that made us come. Rick Hansen, out of South Dakota, he's been doing Total Archery Challenge since day one and was doing Bowcast at the Bird prior to that.
Yep.
So he's very familiar with the event and the changes that have happened from when it was Bowcast to where it is now as Total Archery Challenge. But after a year, I don't know, was it year two or what, that you're like, hey, we need to do South Dakota? I think it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. And then a year goes by and he's like, hey, Sean, I think we should do South Dakota. And I'm like, no. And so anyway, persistence of 3 years and calling and talking. And finally I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let me come up there, look at the venue, and we'll make some decisions. So that's what we did. And really, our initial goal was, can we get 600 people? So we were kind of looking at, you know, the reports and punching the numbers or whatever. And Rick was so persistent. I'm like, okay, I don't care if we get 600. If we got 300, this is a good place to start. And I said, hey, can we get 300? And you're like, oh, for sure. We're like, okay, here we go.
Yes, I said, we live in a great place. I didn't know if you knew you thought it was Dances with Wolves Plains Country or farmland or what. We are in the Black Hills.
Oh, my heck. And I love the Black Hills. It is beautiful here. And you've been here 20-something years,
you said? Yeah, about 27 years. I came out here and played football at Black Hills State College. And at that time, it was college. Now it's BHSU.
Which is Black Hills, what, State University or something?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Well, what, Rick, you're one of the few people that have been around and to see the changes that took place from over the years. Because have you missed a year ever?
No.
Yeah, and you've done multiple, normally at minimum two events a year.
Yeah, mostly, you know.
Two to three.
Yeah, we were doing Snowbird. Montana,
Snowbird.
The 1 year we did Snowbird, Park City.
Yep.
And Terry Peak and Big Sky.
Yeah, that's right.
Drive home, work a little bit, go to another one.
Yeah, so you've got to participate quite a bit in Total Archery Challenge and the progress. Why don't you kind of give us your 30,000-foot view?
Well, my view of Total Archery Challenge is through the years. I mean, it's amazing how it exploded.
Yeah.
You know, when we came, you know, there was no tee times, didn't need tee times.
Right.
And now it's exploded in numbers, and the word gets out that this is about, to me, it's more about, it's about shooting, but it's also about the view and the family, and the, that has become Total Archery Challenge. I look forward, it's like a big reunion every year.
Yeah.
And then the traveling and the adventures to get to these places.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I mean, you are the only reason we're here. I don't know that I would have ever looked here if you didn't hound it. I mean, you were hounding us. You're like, hey, I don't want to be annoying, but...
And actually, you know, I mean, I went up and talked to Terry Peak because I thought if you're not going to come, I'm going to try to do something up at Terry Peak because of what I've seen at Total Archery Challenge.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was better to, I hope that helped you out there and then for you to come down and help up and see it.
Yeah, well, Terry Peak has turned into not just mine, but most of our crew's favorite event. It's our smallest event, but I don't know, there's something about the Black Hills and how that event functions. It's really nice.
And there's an energy here, and I think the people are laid back.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll take Total Archery Challenge as the aspect of we pay to go shoot. Probably some people hike more than they hiked in their whole life sometimes.
Yeah.
And then they get beat up and they come in with a smile on their face.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
It is the most awesome thing to see.
Yeah. It's fantastic. So now, you guys, Rick is probably one of the, I don't know what the right term would be here, but this man loves life. Loves hiking, loves sunrises. You're a bit of a romantic in some ways, I think, Rick. And your wife said you're getting a little too nostalgic, right? And so, but you got a lot going on. Project Rick.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of Rickisms.
There is a bunch of Rickisms
that go with that. But tell us about Project Rick. What is that?
Well, I started Project Rick just to show that how a person evolves through their life. And sometimes you need to hit the bottom to go to the top. And and I went through a divorce about 10 years ago and 11 years, probably a little longer than that. And then my mom wasn't doing so good. And I just started looking at life and like, you don't waste life.
Yeah.
You have to learn to enjoy every day and every minute you get. And I started posting sunrises.
Mm-hmm.
And I that kind of expanded into I just try to think positive, and I try to think every day that we be the best person you can be.
Even before the sunrises, you did the Crow Peak 100.
Yeah, but it was like I got to the top of Crow Peak. I usually do a New Year's Eve hike.
Mm-hmm.
I got up there and I thought, what can I do this year? And this is before really COVID took over. It happened to be the COVID year, actually. And I got up there and I thought, we just had supper with Jesse and Ashley.
Uh-huh.
And Jesse says, how many times have you climbed Crow Peak? And I said, well, I really don't know. So then I was up on top, and I thought, well, I'm going to climb it 100 times so I can say I climbed it 100 times.
100 times more.
Yeah, so, yeah, you got to climb with me the one time you came out here.
We came out here, and we climbed that, and that's when we all had those shirts.
Yep.
You doing your spread eagle jump.
But, you know, that was really what probably got me wanting to do more stuff because I try to take as many different types of people up as I could.
Yeah.
On the hottest day of the year, I took up one guy, had one kidney, and it took us 6 hours.
Really? Yes. And what would it take you normally?
Some days it would take me an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But it's about the people and the stories that you get.
I agree. It is a beautiful hike, too, but I 100% agree with you on that. So we're going to split away for just half a second here. Just because I want to go over the Rickisms and all that, just because some of them are pretty funny to me. But so here in South Dakota, you guys, we've got four courses, And that's our main four that we have at every event, which is Sitka, Prime, Leupold, Black Rifle Coffee. Those are the four courses. When you get here, you'll see it. If you haven't done this event before, you're going to pull into a parking lot. The lodge is right there. On the back side of the lodge is where the Mountain Festival is at. And if you're looking at the mountain, then registration is going to be to your right once you get back there. So that's where you'll go to get checked in and get your credentials and all that. If you are here Thursday night, you can beat that morning line, the morning rush. We can get you checked in from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Three of the four courses are accessed by the lift, and you'll have to look at your map in the email. But that lift, it's a little bit of a walk down. What is that? Just 3-4 minute walk down the hill? It's not a big deal. Yeah, if that. It's not a big deal. You walk down there, jump on that lift. Sitka, however, is going to be off to the, if you're looking at the mountain, off to the left-hand side of the lodge. And they start and finish at the same spot. That's not true. You finish at the lift.
Yeah.
And then you got to hike back up the hill.
Yeah.
Which is a party. Nothing like finishing a good hike and then having to hike uphill. So you're welcome for that. But that's kind of the layout on Terry Peak. It's very laid back. The food is good. Have you had their breakfast here? Normally we like to talk about their breakfast, kind of give it a rating. But
I've not had theirs. We always just eat at the
cabin. You bring
cabin.
A burrito back from... Where's that place that those burritos come from?
Well, breakfast? Ashley was bringing them up, and I don't remember where she got them. But then she started, we stay at a cabin, and they could
stay up there close, yeah. Anyway, so they are going to have breakfast there on site, breakfast, lunch, and then, you know, that I guess dinnerish. But we've got those after parties, so pretty simple. We're the range is right there behind the lodge, right next to the Mountain Festival. And, of course, at the range, we're going to have all the novelty shots. As always, we're going to have the Bear Archery truck giveaway that's got Firestone tires, Anthem wheels, the Retrax bed cover, which I love. That bed cover.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, I love that thing. Like, it's nice. It's locked. It's heavy duty. Not heavy weight, but heavy duty. And keeps everything dry.
Oh.
That's the beauty of it, is it keeps that bed dry. And then you got the Lightner rack with their cargo boxes. Of course, that's got all of our stuff that we use to kind of set up that area on the novelty range. But anyway, you guys, so you're going to have the Bear Archery truck, which is amazing. We're going to have the Africa hunt, $10 a shot. That includes flight. From wherever you are here in the U.S., your flight out there. And I think it's a 5-species, 7-day hunt, or maybe it's 7 days, 5 species. I always get that mixed up in my brain. Among everything else, it gets jumbled in there. And then the UBCO bike, you saw that bike. That e-bike is the e-bike, the UBCO.
It's always moving.
It's always me. I know.
Somebody's always
on it doing something weird. The Protect guys were using it to run water in Colorado. Yeah. Yeah. So pretty dang funny. But that'll be there. Under Armour will be there to win a setup there. Born Primitives there. You can win a set of gear from them. Kafaru has the Iron Rhino, and that's to give away a pack at every event. That's going to be there. I'm sure I'm missing one.
I'm trying to think, but
I don't know either.
I don't either.
But I'll say this. In any case, there are plenty of free shots if you just want to get involved in that. Oh, the Jack Links. That's the one.
Yep.
Messing with Sasquatch. So shooting that bag of jerky. So you guys, here's the thing about the Jack Links thing. If you want some jerky, they're handing out samples at every event. Just go by there. They'll hand you a little snack pack. Take that up on the mountain with you, and you're going to get your jerky handed out. But if you want to win more jerky and some killer gear to go with it, then do their free shoot where you hit the bag of jerky out of the Sasquatch's hand. messing with Sasquatch. For those of you who remember those commercials from years ago. Is there any others I'm missing that you can think of? I think that about covers it.
I do. I can't think of any others.
Yeah. So, and then the after parties that are going to be here at this event is Friday night is Warrior Rising. You guys have heard us talk about them 1,000 times. Listen, this is a great veteran group to get involved with. So come participate. Enjoy the evening, but also help raise funds for these veterans as they their whole job at Warrior Rising is to help these guys build their own businesses. And it's a great program to give back and say thank you. But it's also a great way to give back and have a lot of fun, too.
Oh, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. You go every night. You go to each one, right?
Yeah, Tommy's a heck of an auctioneer.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's an amazing guy, you guys. He's super funny. And he is a veteran, a wounded vet. But he also is great at his job in helping raise funds and raise awareness for what they're doing. So take advantage of that on Friday night. And then on Saturday night is the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation party, and that's always a party.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a great party.
They, Mason and Ashley, do a phenomenal job in organizing that and creating the hype. And, you know, I've won a few guns there.
I watched you win a few guns there.
Have you won?
Never.
Do you buy tickets?
Yes. Oh. I did win a few years ago in Big Sky because you said you got to go buy some tickets, and I won a Yeti cooler.
Oh, that's right.
So I did have one thing.
Yeah. So I want to say, I don't know if it's last year or year before, but I have won a rifle from South Dakota event, and I think I've won 2 handguns from the South Dakota event, and then there was a guitar that I won for Tristan I put in, and it came with a bottle of whiskey and something else.
Didn't you win a bow?
Oh, it came with a bottle of whiskey, and I sold it to Badass Outdoor Gear, and that paid for all my raffle tickets because it was signed by John Rich or something like that.
It was.
Right?
Yes,
like
it was.
Redneck whiskey or something.
Yep.
So that was pretty dang funny. But anyway, it's always a great time, you guys, and worth staying to participate, help raise funds for veterans and conservation. I'm sure there'll be plenty of guns.
And Aaron Snyder and John Barkley are going to be at the
RMEF. That's right, at RMEF. That is right. Now, that is something I don't think you want to miss. It's kind of a Q&A setup, isn't it?
That's what I've heard.
Like, they'll kind of present, but it'll be more of asking questions. And
yes, and you could learn a lot from those fellas.
You could. I mean, he was if I remember right, John Barklow's like the cold weather survival guy for the Navy back in the day, and he'd do that training up in Kodiak, Alaska. Now he is the big game, I don't know the exact title, but big game guy for Sitka gear.
Yep.
So he is a big part of producing the big game gear, and you'll have a chance to talk to him about that. Then, of course, Aaron Snyder, owner of Kafaru, which is a backpacks that we all love, but they've also, you know, Born Primitive gear, which Aaron's a big part of now too.
Yep.
And also designing. But when it comes to packing gear for backpacking, survival, that kind of thing, this is a great, that's going to be awesome.
It is.
I hope I can make it to that.
I hope you can too.
Because normally we're busy, and so we'll see if I can sneak out and do that thing.
And it's always fun to listen to those guys, even if you can pick up one thing that'll help you on a hunt. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and they're such nice guys.
They are.
Yeah, they're a fun group of dudes. So what else they got going on that night? I think that kind of sums it up, right?
I think so.
Awesome raffles, a really cool Q&A group, and
It's always
just
a good party.
Good gathering of people.
It is. Good people all over.
Yeah. Now, you guys, I mentioned earlier the Rickisms, and I'm going to use one right now, and we'll dive into that. That'll be our segue into it. But listen, Total Archery Challenge South Dakota, the shoot, the after parties and all that is something to get Rick excited about.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Rickisms here. How did that start?
Well, we were in Mineral Basin.
Yep.
And it was funny because it was Ears and Heather, Jesse mm-hmm. and Ashley and I went over, and I knew it was going to be a long day because I knew what Snowbird was
now,
about.
Now, a lot of these guys may know who Ears is. Ears used to be at Vapor Trail for years.
Yep. Now he's Whitetail Properties in Colorado.
Yeah. So if you've ever heard of Ears, that's who we're talking about. Most people probably don't even know his real name.
No, Jared Meyer.
Yeah. In case you're wondering, his name's Jared, not Ears. We'll give you one guess why they call him Ears. Yeah. So.
But we were doing Mineral Basin, and Ears that's IG's stuff was coming out, and he said hashtag Rick for it.
Yeah.
Then the whole day it was hashtag Rick sided, hashtag Rick, whatever they could put Rick in. And the funniest one was, because they were giving me heck, we came down and then we were coming down Prime. We did all of Mineral Basin and then we were coming down Prime.
Yeah.
And we had to wait for the cliff shot. And this lady was sitting there and the cool thing is, I can make fun of myself anyway too.
But yeah.
They're making up all kinds of Rickisms at that time. And this is one thing. This lady says, as long as you don't get Rick or Mortis. And that just came out of the blue. But so,
did you know this lady?
No, not, you know, and that's
she's
that's,
just diving in on the Rickisms.
And that's the fun thing about TAC.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. We're all just we can make friends.
Yeah, that is one thing I do like about that. Is there are a lot of people that you meet new friends across. I mean, TAC is the only reason we met, and
yeah.
You know, it's grown to a point where Monica and I both, in fact, even my kids, we consider you a really good friend, part of the family, to the point where one of our boys is doing, his goal is to hike all 50 summits in the U.S., so the highest peak in each state.
Yep.
And he's like, man, you know, it'd be really cool is if we could hike South Dakota, highest peak with Rick. And so what are you doing?
Thursday morning, we're climbing Blackout.
That's right. So and, awesome.
And before that, in June, I did 6 in one day.
Jeez, I remember that.
Yes. So it's one of these days, Monica's going to come out. And
what are we? What do you? Let's see. What would that be? That would be Ricktastic.
Yes.
That's Ricktastic. That's another good one.
Yes, it is. It's interesting how those came up, and people seem to know that. You know,
and it stuck with it. That's what's funny.
Yes,
and that's been a few years now.
It's been it's had to be about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and they're still going on.
So it used to be they were Team Rick for it then. You know.
Yeah. Oh my heck, dude, that is so funny. So Rick, we're actually doing this podcast in your basement.
Yes, we are.
And I'm sitting here admiring this trophy room of yours. You've got a heck of a display of whitetail, including one that's over 200 inches. And if I remember this right, they're all spot and stock?
All spot and stock whitetails.
Are they from what state? All from South Dakota?
All from South Dakota.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know if you want me to say this or not about South Dakota having some giant whiteys. But you, my friend, have killed some giant whiteys. You've got a full body mountain goat down here. Is that also archery?
That's also archery. That was the first, I was the first non-resident in that area in Utah.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was.
Dude, you got that with your bow.
I was a second bow hunter because I went later in early October, and the guy, the other archer went in September. I just wanted to have that good height on him.
That's what I was going to say. The later you wait, the better the hair.
But I mean, in Ears was with me there. Jared Meyer was with me on that hunt, too. And if it wasn't for TAC to get those angled shots and stuff, I would have never got it. I mean, you can't practice mountain shots out of a tree
in
stand.
In your backyard or even, tree
you know,
because
you can't do what you do at TAC.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I like the way this story went, but as far as you being able to get some practice in on that, like, that's sweet. But you've got a monster antelope right here. Is that also archery?
No, that was a rifle one. That was actually, I shot that on my mom. Well, it was just a little bit before my mom's birthday.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I mounted that one. I mean, he's a great antelope, but yeah, in the non-typical stuff on his horn there, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is way cool. And then you got a couple of bull elk there.
Couldn't fit all of them down here, so I...
You got quite a...
I do have some at my dad's, too.
Elk.
And I have some in a lodge by Miller.
So it sounds like you need a bigger trophy.
I do.
Yeah, let's see what we can do to fix that, to remedy that.
Got that mountain lion in Wyoming.
Was that a bow?
With the bow.
Dude, you've killed a lot of stuff with your bow. Are all these elk we're looking at? Those are...
All archery.
You're hardcore. So, Rick... you competed a little bit back in the day, too. Huh? I was looking at some of these trophies here.
Yeah, mostly indoors.
Yeah.
Just because I love shooting indoors.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd look at, like, archery shoots now is going to have fun outdoors.
Yeah.
It's not like a rifle shoot where you'd have to have ear protection in and stuff. We get to talk and we get to have fun. But indoors, yeah, I've never won one because I must have a butterfly in my head or something and make it one bad shot. But it's made me better outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So what is your favorite? Well, we got a couple things. What's your favorite event out of those that you've done for Total Archery Challenge? Because you've been to Utah, multiple Utahs, Snowbird, Mineral Basin, or no, excuse me, Snowbird, Park City, Snow Basin,
mm-hmm.
and then Montana and South Dakota.
Yep.
What's your favorite?
I love South Dakota because we have a lot of variety here. I don't know if you remember, but the first year that we did Sitka down there, where we did Sitka, you said, go do that, and we did it. And then I love that shot that goes across the canyon.
Oh
there.
Yeah, yeah. I love the power line or whatever. It
I love that shot came into effect, and yeah. I love the one thing that you can't beat at Big Sky or Snowbird is the view.
Yeah, no, that's true. I don't think there is a better view off the back of Snowbird into Mineral Basin.
Nothing.
I will say this, Mineral Basin, the Sitka course, mm-hmm. still to this day, in my mind, is the best course we've ever set for shooting, for the view, for it's, dude, it's amazing back there.
And that's why, you know, you get to top of Terry Peak, you get to see Bear Butte and the surrounding, you have such a different, it's funny because you get a diversity of country to see when you're on top mm-hmm. of Terry Peak, because you can see out into the plains as well as the Black Hills.
Yeah.
And then Snowbird was fun because when you're on top, you're looking straight across, and if you had binoculars, you could see mountain goat straight across from where you were going to start shooting.
Yeah, mountain goat, giant mule deer.
Yes.
Do you remember that one year in Mineral Basin, there was a big buck living back there. They actually ended up getting him. He's in the 190s.
Oh, really? I didn't know they got him.
Yeah, so there's a group that lease the ground down there on that backside for hunting, and they killed him, and he was 192, I want to say, but he was a giant. Well, anyway, while we were setting up, we bumped him two or three times over the course of the week, so that was pretty incredible.
Yes.
So that is one thing I do like about that. That's my favorite course out of all the courses we've ever set. But when it comes to the whole event, ambiance, and all that, I'm looking through it in a different lens than perhaps you as a participant would, but South Dakota is one of my top.
Well, Terry Peak has that laid back.
Yeah,
like I said, people don't get so excited about, you know, I mean, I just think that we're laid back. You go up and you have fun and you come down and you laugh that you hurt, but you then, if you're as a participant, when you go up and you come back down, you want to do it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're tired. It's like, let's have a burger in there at the lodge and let's go back up.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's a smaller mountain. It's not like doing Mineral Basin and just getting your butt kicked. And so that is true. It's a little easier on the body, if you will. Not near as steep. Not a toe burner.
No, but you still get some miles in. How long is Prime?
Here? Yeah. I can't remember. Prime's long.
Because when you come down after shooting that little cliff shot,
yep,
and then you go shoot that. Now, this year it's going to be a buffalo.
Yeah.
And then you have to climb all the way back out.
Yeah.
Hiking here.
I don't know how long that is, but that is definitely our longest. But there, yes, you're right. There is hiking. The one that Leupold is probably the shortest hike.
And Sitka is a tough hike.
Sitka is a tough.
In some sense.
What course shoots that long bomber down? Used to be a moose. That's the prime course.
That's the prime course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I hear you there.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least the walkout's not terrible coming out of that. But you guys just be prepared for some hiking. These few days we've been here, you guys are getting rain like crazy. So I'm going to assume that might continue through. The rain may continue through the weekend, but it's been afternoon mainly.
It has.
Towards the evening. But in any case, be prepared for that. Bring your rain gear, at least your rain jacket, some boots that can handle the wet. The forecast looks pretty good, minus one day, has a little bit in the afternoon, is what it's calling for. But they also weren't calling for it today, and we did get hit pretty hard for about 30 minutes.
Yes, we did.
And so just be prepared for that as you're coming out. Bring a water bottle so you have plenty of hydration. There is going to be, on every one of these courses here, there will be a water station halfway-ish through the course. What else we got going on at Terry Peak? I mean, Deadwood, if you've never been here, the city of Deadwood is a pretty cool city.
It is a pretty cool town.
That town is awesome.
It is.
And if you have time to spend in the Black Hills a little bit, I mean, you've got the Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
Crazy Horse.
Yep.
Both of which are worth seeing. We try to make it to both of them every year. You've got
Hill City.
Hill City, Spearfish.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some cool stuff.
Yes.
Just seeing the Black Hills is beautiful. It's a ponderosa forest, which I love.
Yep. And you got Spearfish Canyon.
Now, that is fantastic. I heard rumor. Are there mountain goat in there?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. I need to go look for those. There's a bajillion whitetail. Holy cow. Driving in the other night, I scared we were going to hit them. They were everywhere. I've never seen so many.
Except when that time we went looking around.
Well, that's true. He took us out. You had an elk tag or something. We were out scouting one night that we got off of work early, and you were bored of us saying, "Hey, stop. There's some more deer." You're like, "Dude, there's a million deer. It's okay. We're not stopping. We're looking for elk."
Yeah, I said, unless it's an elk or a big buck, we'll just keep driving.
We'll just keep driving. You guys have looked at enough small bucks and does. That's my problem. I don't care what it is. I get excited about it all the time. I've seen a million of them, and I still get pumped about it.
Yep.
So the anything else we got going on at Terry Peak that we need to make people aware of? I think we more or less got her covered.
I think so.
Just because it is a little bit easier event here. So let's talk. What do you got going on for this fall then? What are you excited about?
Well, actually, I'm going to go. I put in for 5 states this year. I didn't draw anything.
Oh, geez. Bummer.
I did draw a South Dakota West River archery tag, rifle tag, but all I have is my archery and my rifle in South Dakota.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go over a friend of mine's son drew a moose tag over by Jackson. So,
oh, really?
Yep. So I'm going to go over and take some pictures, maybe video a little bit for him and help him pack it out if they can. It's going to be archery too.
Oh wow, so. That's awesome. I've hunted Idaho for Shires, not me personally, but with a buddy of mine. But that's the only time I've really been on a Shires moose hunt. Done plenty in Alaska, but it's a little different here, and they're a lot smaller, so that'd probably make it nicer. Yeah.
And then my cousin drew a Montana elk tag, and Ashley has a Montana elk tag. So
in that same unit you typically hunt?
My cousin does.
Really?
Ashley's not in that unit, but we could go have some fun and find something maybe.
Yeah, you know.
We'll let Jesse go to Utah and we'll go find shoot
yeah,
a big
so
bowl.
Jesse, Ashley and Jesse. Ashley's part of the Army F and part of the Rick gang. We met them the same time. They basically you guys travel everywhere together when it comes to tack.
Yes. We'd go, that's our adventures, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they, one of them, Jesse, drew a great tag in Utah for elk. I'll be in Alaska while he's there, dang it. I'd have loved to have been able to help out and go do that hunt. He's in a really good spot down there. There are really good elk, so I'm excited for him.
But otherwise, there's not much going on. But I should tell you, we were talking about when tack came to South Dakota.
Yeah.
It was funny because I knew it was coming to South Dakota before a lot of people did.
Yes.
And 5 minutes after you put registration up, and we were just talking about Jesse and Ashley, but 5 minutes, it may have not even been 5 minutes, I get this text. Did you know tack was coming to South Dakota? I said, yes, and do you want to help us set up?
Yeah. Was that Rick and or Jesse and Ashley that was from?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That is hilarious. You're like, I knew.
But it was like, yeah, can you help us set up too?
Yeah.
Because those were the fun years, though, you know?
Man, we would, yes. You guys actually help us a ton. That, you know, this event here, it's easier for us to set up. We have a ton of help. It's really easy to break down so we don't go to bed at 3 a.m., and you guys are a big part of that. Again, I can't stress enough, tell everybody, hey, if you find Rick, then you need to shake his hand and tell him thank you. Because 100%, I don't know that I would have. I say that back then I would have never looked at it. Now that we've grown to the point where we are, there's always a chance. I don't know. But we're here because of you. So thank you, because it ended up being one of my favorites. I know it's Frank's favorite.
Yeah.
And has been for years. And so, I think it's Monica's favorite too.
Do you?
I do believe that. And that's it's Monica's favorite. She doesn't get involved on the mountain so much, but it's Monica's favorite because of the group that's here, you,
yeah.
Ashley, Jesse, the gang. So that's why she likes it so much. I just want to go over a couple things again. Check your emails on this. But Sunday, a couple courses are going to close a little earlier as we begin our cleanup process. So that'll be in your email, that schedule. And then, again, we will be doing registration from 4 to 7 on Thursday night if you just want to get it out of the way, if you're here early. So Rick, typically we'll have something that we say to that people have to say to us to get a free sticker or something like that. So I think since you're the guest here, we should come up with something. I kind of have one in mind now that I'm sitting here talking about it. I'll help you decide, but what if they come up to registration? They're like, I'm excited to be here.
I'd like that.
Is that the one you want?
Yeah.
Or, okay. That's what we're going
to
do.
I think that'd be good when they're Rick-sided to be there, and hopefully they have a Rick-tastic time.
Hey, you guys, here's the thing. Rick's one of the happiest people I've ever met. You can't help but laugh around him. I'll tell you this. You'll know when he's laughing, because it's a very distinct laugh that you'll hear across the restaurant while you're at Terry Peak. Or even outside in the vendor area. But let's do this. Let's do this. I got it.
All right.
They're going to say, I'm excited to be here, and you win a prize. Now, If you come up with a Rickism that we'll be able to share with the Rick, then they get it. Then they get something else.
Yeah,
that's what we're gonna do. Because they're you guys, you know, people. You guys are creative. Come up with some really fun Rickisms that we can use, and we'll write them down. You know what we're gonna do? This is what we're gonna do. You get a sticker if you say, "Hey, I'm excited to be here," but.
How about
we're going to put them in for something awesome?
How about this? They think of what you're talking about, and we'll put a "Don't Die Rusty" and a Rick "Don't Die Rusty" sticker and a "Don't Die Rusty" shirt in there.
I love it. Let's talk about "Don't Die Rusty." That is the one thing I forgot. "Don't Die Rusty." Tell us what that is.
Well, I saw it was a roughly a quote from Theodore Roosevelt, but I was talking to it. People follow me on social media, and I've been putting this out. I just want people to know that I go on adventures, and I don't sit still. And "Don't Die Rusty" isn't just about not sitting still. It's about your mind, your body, everything moving. And I'd rather
keep it oiled.
Keep it oiled. Or, because yeah. I'd rather wear out than rust out.
Yeah.
So that's what "Don't Die Rusty" is.
I love it. You actually gave me one of those stickers today.
I did.
And there's only two stickers on my laptop cover, and we just added a third. Not very many stickers make it on there. That the laptop doesn't need to be all stickered up, but I really do like that sticker. It's awesome. Hashtag "Don't Die Rusty."
There you go.
So let's do that. That's what we're gonna do. Rick's, I'm excited to be here. Get you a sticker. Come up with a Rickism, and then we'll have the "Don't Die Rusty" sticker and a shirt that we'll draw for.
Yep, on Sunday.
Yeah, let's do it Sunday. And if they're not there, should we mail it to them?
We can.
Yeah, we'll do that. "Don't Die Rusty." I love it. I'm feeling a little rusty right now. I'm getting kind of tired. We're doing this pretty late, you guys. We got to come down, have dinner with Rick, and then just an unbelievable electrical storm. Holy smokes.
And rain and hail.
That hail that was smacking your car was hurting my ears. It was so loud. Yeah, so getting really, really excited about South Dakota. This is number 9 on the tour for us. We only got a couple left, South Dakota and Utah. And I mean, I can't believe we're getting closer and closer.
I know.
It's crazy.
It is.
So it's been a heck of a year, and I just want to say how super grateful we are at Total Archery Challenge, especially Monica and myself, and certainly the team, that you guys are coming out, doing this event with us, and we're super excited about everybody and participating and making Total Archery Challenge what it is, which is a place to shoot, a place to meet friends, and a place to laugh. So, and a place to wear out your feet and burn and your toes and your shoulders.
Yeah.
And your back. And of course, your arrows.
That's right. But if you lose, here's my thinking is if nobody remembers those good shots, but when that shot explode, that arrow explodes, or this and that, you're
and
making memories.
Everyone starts laughing at you.
Exactly.
And yeah.
They remember that one.
Yeah, they're like, "Do you remember that one time when you hit that rock and it just exploded and you just barely missed the target?" You're right about that. I never thought about that. That's hilarious. But that's 100% correct, because that's when everybody's like, "Oh!"
You hear it on the mountain too. It's like, yeah. Oh.
You're like, yep, he just hit a rock. So, and here's the thing, you guys. Terry Peak is not forgiving. This whole mountain is just one giant rock.
It is.
It's a pain and a lot of work to put those stakes in. We need a drill for rock to get those things in. And then we need some dynamite to get them out.
I hear you.
It's absolutely crazy. So, all right, you guys. We're going to wrap this up. But you got anything? Oh, no, Rick, you know what? I do have one thing I wanted to ask you. The title of our podcast, "Life, It's Better with a Bow." There's three periods after life. Those are meant for like a moment of contemplation to think about it. And then it's like life. Yeah. You know what? Life is better with a bow. So life, it's better with a bow. And now my question to you is, how has your life been better with a bow besides the 27 reasons I see here hanging on the wall that you've had a heck of an archery career? But tell us how the bow is making life better for you.
The bow has made life better for me for the relationships that I've had and the views that I've got and the places I get to go. And life is way better because it brings peace to my life. I may be the sentimental, but it really has brought peace to the life because of all the people that I surround myself with the bow. And then, I mean, actually, all these animals that you see in here are a story.
Yeah.
And all of them are with the bow. And that's what's made my life better, is because these animals have taken me places I probably wouldn't have went.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or done things that I wouldn't do. Just like the tacks have taken me to places I would go, but I wouldn't go back year after year after year.
Yeah.
And so my life is way better with the bow because of where it's taken me and what I've been able to see. The bow is in your hand, but it's always about the adventure.
Yeah. No, I love it. And you're 100% correct. So, on that, well, actually, I do have one more question, and then we're going to close. Sorry I keep doing that to you, but where can people learn more about Project Rick? You're on Instagram. What is your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is Project Rick, and both Facebook and IG, and then it's okay. Rick Hansen 24 and on Instagram and Rick Hansen on Facebook. I kind of did this backwards because I didn't think I had that many people that would follow me. But, I mean, I'm starting to get a little traction here. And
well, you guys, this is all I'd say is if you're on the old social medias and you want to meet somebody who loves life and is always pushing forward and you love beautiful sunrises and archery, then you need to follow Project Rick and Rick Hansen 24. And you're full of always good stuff.
Thank you.
Always good stuff. And the people that I've met over the years through you, you're surrounded by great people. And so it's impossible not to be happy and in a position that you're in, because you guys are a hell of a group of people. So, with that, you guys, Project Rick, get Rick excited for South Dakota Total Archery Challenge. And when you're up there and it's a 100-yard shot on a white rabbit, just kidding, that won't happen. But when you're up there and it's like, man, I don't know if I can make that shot, just Rick for it.
That's right. And have a Ricktastic time.
All right, guys, thanks. We'll see you on the mountain.